The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
People were bringing children to Jesus that he might touch them, but the disciples rebuked them. When Jesus saw this, he became indignant and said to them, "Let the children come to me. Do not prevent them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. Amen, I say to you, whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it." Then he embraced the children and blessed them, placing his hands on them. The Gospel of the Lord. Yeah, I know. I'm doing a quick survey around to see who's here, and who needs a little wake up, and who'd prefer me to put them to sleep this morning. George put me to sleep style. Angela wants me to wake her up. So, yeah, figured out. Okay, you guys figure that out. Yeah, we've been reading all week in St. James. What I'd like to say is going on in St. James is the working out of the cult of Jesus. We're in a cult. You guys realize that, right? We're in a cult. And I can hear him laughing behind me, but it's not that funny, you know. But we're in a cult, a much better and more serious cult than all the ones that have, all the other ones we've had, say, or in our recent memory. But we follow Jesus. You know, we don't follow one of these crazy guys telling us to drink the Kool-Aid, right? But we follow Jesus, and it's a cult of, it's more than a cult of personality. It's a cult of person. Our whole lives are focused on Jesus. And James is just saying what that looks like in practical detail. I think that's why it's worth our reading and reflection and so on and so forth. It's like, it's how that specific cult takes shape in day-to-day life. Okay, so I'll ask a question. Just briefly, like, what is culture? You've noted that word, right? Cult, right? Culture. So what is culture? Culture is what we could, I mean, like a little abridged definition would be, or a working definition would be, what most people do most of the time. What most people do most of the time. Common culture is built on cult. It's built on worship. So what is the center of the community? And when you have a center, when you have a cult, when you have something or someone that you are worshiping, then that changes what most people, at least in that cult, what most people do most of the time. And again, that's what James is giving in his instruction. Now, Jesus in the gospel today even cuts more to the heart. He's giving us a sense of what that cult, what that worship looks like, or what the individuals who ascribe to that cult look like. And he's saying they look like children. The kingdom of God belongs to those who are like children, childlike. And whoever does not accept the kingdom of God like a child will not enter it. And just for me, I think two aspects that are significant perhaps for our thoughts today, and our thoughts, the thoughts of our hearts, and whether or not we're embracing this message of Jesus to embrace the kingdom of God. One is childlike trust. One is childlike trust. I gave a little girl a tour at the school the other day with her mother, of course. And when we first met, she's like a little shy, hiding behind, you know, her mother's shirt or whatever. But it was like 3 minutes, and then there's this joyful interaction, right? This coming to life. It's just to say that the trust comes quite quick. Yeah, so there may be a little bit of intimidation. I mean, it's like walking around in a land of giants, right? When you're like 2 feet tall, it's pretty intimidating as it is. But there's quick trust. And we see that in children. We see that in children, especially with their parents. Right? They abandon themselves to the other. And there's not terribly much thought about it. Okay, so that's one of the ways that being childlike helps us to inherit the kingdom of God, is that we do that with Jesus. We trust him like a child trusts his father, like a child trusts a well-known family friend. Right? That's what we're called to do. The second part, and I witnessed it in this little girl as well, when she started pretending to be various animals and having me guess at them. And I'm the worst person to play that game, by the way. I hate those games. Like, don't make me guess at anything, okay? Especially, I love it when women are like, how old do you think I am? I don't know, like 18? Okay, so you can ask me later if you want. Yeah, I know, I'm smart, I know. But the other part is like a self-forgetfulness, right? And this is godlike. This is godlike, and this is why we have to be like children to enter the kingdom of God, because we have to become self-forgetful in the kingdom. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, here I preach well when I'm not thinking, ooh, how are they taking what I'm saying, and how are they, right? Because then I start now I have two dialogues going on, and it just doesn't work, right? And we know that when we have conversations with people, or we're making presentations, or even we're writing email, whatever it may be, there's this kind of like unhelpful self-scrutiny, because we're self-absorbed in that sense, and our culture out there, what we worship out there, and our culture out there doesn't help us with that. But here, in the kingdom of God, we are self-forgetful. We have to be like a child there. We have to forget ourselves in order to give ourselves totally to God and his mission, so we can go out and give ourselves away again. And when we realize, at least in these two aspects, and there are many more, when we embrace these childlike qualities, and so embrace the kingdom of God, we find actually that we're not just like children, we're like God. We're like God himself, who is self-forgetful, who is gift, God who is for the other. And that's what we're called to be. He's given us new hearts, and he's made us whole in his love, and we are to bring that same whole-making love to everyone we encounter.